a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Log, as you know, yesterday, Easter Monday. Hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. But Easter Monday also involves the big Easter Monday clash between Geelong and Hawthorn.
Yes.
Now, I do know that Jono's coming in after 8 o'clock. We're going to talk all things footy. So this isn't a total footy thing.
Mm.
But yesterday, Cats taking on the Hawks, 88,000, MCG, both good teams. I just knew it was going to be tense. I knew it was going to be awful. I knew it was going to be close. So Max and Henry, my two oldest boys, they went to the MCG.
Yeah.
Just sent them off on the train and told them to make their own way.
All the best.
Yeah.
Boys, you'll be fine.
No, they headed up with a lovely family. Lovely family of Hawthorn supporters.
Oh, wow.
Mm, I know that's an oxymoron saying that, but... and they're beautiful, took them up there, looked after them, wonderful, wonderful time.
Mm.
So it left me and Dodsy and Jed home with us. So game time rolls around. Jed is busy playing, didn't want to disturb him, watching a bit of the footy. Gets to, of course, late in the game, last quarter. I couldn't do it. I couldn't. It was too unbearable. There is still one team that just gets to me so much.
Yeah.
I made the decision to not watch the last quarter because I needed to just go and do something to keep myself occupied and was wandering the house. I was folding clothes.
Yeah.
I was cleaning up. I was doing anything I possibly could.
Was it in the background?
No, no, off, done.
Completely done. Off.
And partially because, so I couldn't bear it.
Yeah.
But then Jed's still at that beautiful little age, but it's back for Richmond now, or the Adelaide Crows, or I know he kind of barracks for the Cats, but then he'll also just like, oh, yeah, that team won, so I barrack for them.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't afford to let Jed watch the Cats play the Hawks and the Hawks happen to win.
Oh, okay.
Because it is not a risk I'm willing to take. His beautiful little 8-year-old mind of like, oh, the Hawks are good. Mm. I like them. So TV's off completely. Kept myself busy until the end of the game. Jetty's off playing. I then had to jump on, check, did we win or did we lose?
Yeah.
Now we won. Happy days. I'm pumped. I'm fist pumping, silently pumping. Mm. I then turned on the TV, rewound it like 15 minutes to go in the last quarter and said, oh, hey, Jed, want to watch the footy with Dad? Like, real casual as though.
You
like
manipulative man.
I'm like, and then I said, oh, I don't know the result. Oh, I can't bear to watch this, Jeddy. Oh, my goodness. And he's jumping up on the couch cheering, go, Cats, go, Cats, go, Cats.
Yeah.
Oh, I messed with his head in a massive way, but now I've got him locked in. Cats 100%.
Yeah.
Hawthorn 0%.
Oh, the psychologist will hear about this one day.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Tom away, but Lingy's here and we've also got someone else for this. Ma, ma, what's your name? Ma, ma, I'll guess. Ma, ma, what's I'm so sorry. This is the game where we guess either your mum or your dad's name. And, you know, it's still, it feels like a long weekend still. A lot of people away. No one called.
No one called this morning, yeah. And back to school this morning too. So maybe a bit going on in the household. So we've dragged in Will from the newsroom.
Here to save the day.
That's the first time you've heard that introduction probably,
yeah.
Will.
Disturbing. It's taken me a little while just to sort of recompose myself here.
I know, I'm really sorry. I've got to come up with a new one. But basically what's going to happen is that you get to choose, are we guessing your mum or your dad's name? Then Lingy and I will ask one question each and we will attempt to try and guess their name. Who are we guessing?
You can guess dad's name.
Dad's name, okay, dad's name.
You don't know my dad's name, do you?
No, we don't. No, we're not cheating here.
We probably should. I mean, we've been workmates for a couple of years and I feel kind of bad.
Very rude of you, Log.
You know, but that's fine.
I'll go first with the question.
Okay, you go for it.
What is dad's favorite band?
Probably
a selection.
Probably a tie between U2 and AC/DC, I would say.
Oh, okay.
Good taste in music.
Yeah.
Would you say that your dad is a savoury man or a sweet
savoury.
Man? Savoury. Savoury all the way.
You know what, interestingly, if you want another clue,
yeah.
He's one of the only men I know who actually likes savoury shapes.
I love savoury shapes.
Wow, really?
Yes. Old school.
He loves them. Like everyone else I speak to, they're like, savoury shapes is well at the bottom end
of
the shapes flavours. Loves them.
He's number one. Okay. Well, that makes it clear what his name is.
So we've got
a
guy.
If that's a giveaway.
No, it is a total giveaway.
So we've got a guy that agreed to call his... Is you Will or William?
I'm William.
Okay. William. So we've got a guy that agreed to name his son William. Classic. And we've got a guy that loves you too, ACDC, and is a and is a savoury man.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's pretty obvious that it's Jeffrey.
No. Jeff. No.
Okay.
Not even close.
Okay.
Thanks for the extra feedback. Really appreciate it.
What is he? I'm going to say.
Don't think too hard about it, is what I'll say.
James.
No.
Damn it.
Trick question.
Yeah.
His name is William.
Damn.
All right, well, that's a lot of fun. So you're William II?
Or William Jr.?
Yeah, technically. So he's Bill. He goes by Bill. He's always been Billy or Bill, which is why I've never been Billy or Bill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you want to be Billy or Bill? Because we can make it happen.
No, let's just... He might have a few words with you.
Okay. Yeah. Whoa, Billy, wait.
Hey, I like savoury shapes.
Hey. Hey. All right, well, thank you very much for that, Will, and thank Bill for us. Another quality game of the Parent Trap here on K-Rock.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Now, this weekend was a long weekend, but on Thursday night, Jimmy and I took the train up, took the V-Line up to Melbourne and had some dinner and caught a comedy show.
It's the International Comedy Festival.
Yeah. Lloyd Langford we went to see, which was great. But before that, we went to Supernormal for dinner, which was beautiful, delightful, not a paid presentation, which it was. But it's a bit of a bit fancy, but not. It's not really fancy, but it's not fancy.
Paper or linen napkins?
Oh, linen.
Linen.
Linen napkins. Anyway, and so... So we sit there and they like, hello, I'll be taking care of you tonight. You know, your own personal, like, you know, little helper, for want of a better term.
Wait person.
Yes. And
sommelier.
Sommelier. Oh, yum. Yes. No. Anyway, so I was looking at the menu and you know when you go to a fancy place, the big menu that you open, you think, oh, this is full of food, but it's not. It's full of drinks.
Yeah.
And the smaller menu is the one that's full of food. So I perused, you know, what would you like to drink? Oh, I'd love a drink. And I thought, you know what? I do want a drink. And I flick through the book and you realise quickly, there's nothing in here for me. I better just stick to the front page. Do you know what I mean? Because let's go buy the glass.
Did you get deep in there and there's like $800 bottles of something from France from like 1945?
And I know
like
that you always say that you love doing that on a night out, but for normal people like us, it's just not an option. So I had a look and I thought, I'll hang near the front page. And I was looking and I thought, oh, yes. So they've got white wine, red wine, you know, and vodka and everything. And then I said to her, oh, look, I'll just have – and down the bottom it said scotch. And I said, I'll just have the scotch. And I pointed to that and she grabbed the book out of my hands and turned to the page. That was the table of contents that I was ordering from. I just thought it was
to disappoint, Log.
I just thought it was a buy the glass situation. And I'm like, and she goes, I can get you just a house scotch if you want. And I said, look, best to get me two so that I forget about this horrible situation.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.